Shalom, saints. I take this time to greet each one of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful to the Lord for having given me this time as I introduce myself on Monday. So my name is Asaila Skiptui. I come from Kenya, a place called Elboinet. So I want us to call upon the name of the Lord to continue helping us even in this session. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this time. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And I continue, Master, even inviting you, O God, to be with us even this morning. And may your word, O God, reach upon the children, O God, your children whom, Lord, you ordained, that, Lord, they may, O God, receive and hear your word even this moment. So I thank you. And I pray, Lord, that you may take over now, be with us, for I pray, trusting and believing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want us to open the Word of God today in Matthew chapter 21, verse 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, and to the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. If any man say unto you, Ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Praise the Lord. So I want us to continue in the thought that we have been handling, about the three things. That is, our eyes must be opened, and then the second one was must be loosed or must be set free, and the third one must be cleansed. Now, we saw yesterday concerning the second aspect or the second important thing, that our eyes must be opened. We saw that we must have the perfect understanding of the Word of God, because when we are blind, we cannot be able to do anything of value for the kingdom of God. We cannot do extraordinary. Now, we saw in the book of Isaiah that concerning the blind dogs, the blind watchmen, and any blind watchman, any blind shepherd, any blind minister cannot do extraordinary. He will always do ordinary things. Because what God has done in our generation, we are expecting his second coming. And when he sent his servant, the prophet, he sent the message, which is such a special message, which is going to make the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ to come to a final showdown. And that final showdown will be the rapture. And rapture is not an ordinary thing. It is an extraordinary. The going away and the resurrection of those who have slept in Christ will be an event that is extraordinary. So, what God has given unto us is such a precious message. And we know that the enemy knows, because that is, as I said, is going to be a final showdown to prove that God is God. Now, when the enemy is trying all the time to mar the very precious word of God, then the church needs shepherds, watchmen, which have the perfect understanding of the word of God. Because nobody can employ a watchman who is blind. In normal circumstances, you cannot employ a watchman to guard, you know, precious, you know, those, you know, installations which matters. See? You cannot employ a watchman who is blind to guard a bank, because there is money. So even if somebody, you know, employs a watchman who is blind, if when that bank is robbed, then you don't have a case. So you cannot, you know, put a watchman who is blind to guard, you know, those important installations in the country and even in your home. So if that is so to us, what about God? God wants watchmen, see, shepherds, see, who have the perfect understanding of the word of God, so that they are able to do extraordinary. They are able, you know, to hear direct from God, God equipping them, and then giving his word to his children, because it is the ministry that God has, which God promised to raise in our time, which is going to perfect the saints. So I want us to see this morning about being loosed, or we must be loosed and be must be set free. Now, we know, as we have read in the book of Matthew, Jesus Christ said, he told his disciples, go into the village over against you, and straight away ye shall find an ass tied. And he told an colt with her. That's verse 2. Say, loose them and bring them unto me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did Jesus Christ meant here was you set free, loose them, free them from the bonds, liberate that us. And we know, because this, the Bible says that the house had been tied, and when the house, all the time when the house was tied there, then that house could not do anything. It cannot be of use. See, here in Africa, you know, we use house to do, you know, some, you know, hard work jobs, to bring, you know, to take some luggage, you know, carry firewood, carry, you know, crops from the farm, and many other things. So it's a very useful animal. So this animal could not be of use so long as it's watertight. It could not do something that's so, because, you know, a horse can do extraordinary work. It can climb on the hills carrying heavy luggage. See, burdens. But if you just tie, you know, the horse and keep it just there and feed it there, you know, it's not of use at all. So Jesus said, go into the village and ye shall find an horse tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And verse 3 says, if any man say what unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them. And straight away he will send them. So this is what Jesus Christ is instructing these two disciples. That if anybody, see, say anything or anyone say anything to you, then reply or tell them the Lord needs them and say, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, that your king comes to you and riding on a donkey or riding on a horse. The horse could not be of any use, as I said, so long as it was tied. So it had to be loosed. It had to be set free in order to be useful. Now, when we read the book of Luke, let me read something on the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Now, we see the Lord Jesus Christ, when he went to the temple one time, when he came to Nazareth, he went to the synagogue, and he was given a book of the prophet Isaiah to read. And in verse 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now, this is our Lord Jesus Christ. When he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read, and when he read, he opened the book of Isaiah, the book of the prophet Isaiah. And here, there are three things here that I want us to see. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then he said, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal, that's number three, to heal the brokenhearted, and then to preach deliverance to the captives. Praise the Lord. So, he came to preach deliverance, and then he said, and recovering the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are oppressed, to set them free. So we see, Jesus spoke of, I want us to see the two things, that is recovering the sight of the blind, and set at liberty them that are oppressed. And also, he came to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. So, to be a Christian of value, to be a Christian that can do extraordinary, we must be set free. We must have that total deliverance. Have total deliverance. When you have total deliverance, then we are able to do extraordinary. And that's the reason where we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, let's read verse 6. 21 verse 6, the Bible says, you see, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. So now, when the disciples were instructed, then they went and did as Jesus commanded them. And in verse 7, the Bible says, and brought the horse and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude say, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Praise the Lord. So now, when they did, when the horse was set free, when the horse was loosed, and they brought, as Jesus said, tell them that I want it. So, when on the way when he brought, after the horse had been set free or had been liberated, they placed their clothes on them for Jesus to sit on. When he entered into the city, the Bible tells us all the city was moved. All the city was tired and asked, who is this? There is something here that happened which was not ordinary. There was something here which was extraordinary, because it was the fulfillment of the word. It was the fulfillment of what the prophet Isaiah had spoken. It was something that heaven was involved in. I know in that morning, the owner of this house had an inspiration that even he didn't know how, he could not understand, which made him to go and tie that donkey with the gold just somewhere, maybe around on the roadside or in the compound. And you know, that inspiration still was upon that man that very day, because some strange people comes and loosing and tying or setting free the horse and, you know, takes it. Now, it was not ordinary for somebody just to allow some strange people, you know, to drive, you know, the horse away. Those two strangers, the disciples of Jesus Christ, never bought the horse. But you see, there was an inspiration from heaven which made this man to tie the horse somewhere, particularly maybe on the road somewhere. And, you know, Jesus telling them, you go. There's a horse which is tied somewhere. Go and set it free for me and bring it, because I need it. So, for us to be of value, to us to do something that's extraordinary, even in this generation that we are living in, we need an inspiration from above. We need a revelation from above, even concerning this important message, as I said in the beginning. For us to do something that's extraordinary. See? Because if that's not so, we'll always do ordinary, you know, ordinary things. We'll stand in the pulpit and, you know, do things that are ordinary, which anybody can do. But we need that revelation from above, so that we may know the purpose even of this message, and know that this message is to perfect, to bring faith like the ones of our fathers, because the apostolic fathers, they lived a life And what they did was extraordinary, because we saw in the book of John that let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, blessed be the Lord, that the works that I do shall ye do also. And more than this shall ye do, because I go to the Father. So when we see now, when he entered into the city, all the city was stirred. All the city was moved, and they asked, who is this? Now, when they were asking, who is this? They were not asking of the donkey, but the one who was riding on the donkey. Then, because it was our Lord Jesus Christ, it was the fulfillment of the scripture. It was the fulfillment of the prophecy. And brothers, sisters, we are in the time of the fulfillment of the prophecy, the fulfillment of the word of God. And that the word of God for our time is to make us do extraordinary. So in verse 3, he says, if anyone asks you anything, tell him that the Lord needs them. So, listener, the Lord needs you, the Lord needs me, he wants you, but you must be set free. We must be loosed from sin. We must be set free from the things of this world. I remember one time the prophet, when he visited Asu, then he saw an echo which had been put in a cage. And when he saw how, you know, the torture that the eagle was going through, then he almost cried, or he was so sorrowful, and say, if I had, you know, power, if I had authority, I would set it, you know, I would let it go. Because the eagle was not created to remain in a cage. It is an heavenly bird. It's the bird of the sky. But you see how cruel, you see how cruel a man can be. So we know the cruelty that is still in man. You know, putting the children of God in cages. You know, binding the children of God with false teaching, false doctrines, putting them in, you know, denominations. Because when somebody is not loosed, when he's tied, then the length of the rope, you know, the animal can only feed as far as the length of the rope reaches. But the animal knows nothing beyond where the rope, you know, reaches. So, you know, people have been, you know, tied, and they only, you know, go around and around, you know, the length of the rope that, you know, ties them. But we need to be liberated. We need to be set free. We need to have that total difference from the teachings of men, or come out of, be delivered from the cages of men. So that's why we need to come out of those cages and be free indeed. So brothers, sisters, we are just a donkey, and we are important. The importance is who is riding on us. See, that's the thing which is so important. Who is riding on us? Who is in us? See? Who is in your life? Do you have the Holy Ghost in you? Do you have Christ in you? Because it spoke of the spirit of truth, which the world That's a no. But he say, but you know, because he's with you and shall dwell in you. So when the Holy Ghost is dwelling in us, that's God in dwelling in us, then we are able to do extraordinary. So may the Lord bless you. We will continue from there tomorrow, God willing.